You want to read some lyrics?
Oh, God. Try my turn?
Your turn. Marilyn Monroe style.
Fuck, hold on. Let me get in character. Santa baby, slip a sable under the tree for me. Like, it's just, like, a lot of breathing hard and being an awful good girl. Gotta add a
somehow they came.
Let's see if I could do a Britney.
Oh, Britney, hold on. Santa baby,
slip a sable under a tree for me. Been off a good girl.
I'm done.
Don't even ask me to do Gaga.
Gaga can do her own.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Right. Hey guys.
Hello.
What's going on?
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays indeed.
Ho ho ho. Where am I?
From your favorite
Santa
host?
Sluts at.
Santa Sluts.
Am I going too much?
Yeah, you are. Let's bring it down to a three.
Okay. Hey guys.
What's up? It's been a hot ass minute.
Who are we?
We're from how they came.
And what are we? Ho ho ho.
Oh, I was like, I don't know, what are we?
Oh.
It's
just me.
And Halika.
And Maddie.
Yes. And like she said, your favorite ho ho ho's or ho ho's. It's been since November 13th.
Yeah.
We've been going through a lot.
Been going through it.
Personal lives. Let's not discuss it, but we are sorry. Thank you for giving us our space, because the last time we kind of went on a tiny hiatus.
Yeah,
we had our friends like
hiatuses.
Yeah, we do, and it's just life. It's just life is a bitch.
It's hard being a Scorpio.
It's hard out here.
We need to go to we just need to go under our rock and chill.
Yeah, I know I needed it. I know you needed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that's that on that.
Yeah.
Cool. That was quick. That was easy.
Yeah, and done.
How have you been? How have you been?
I've been good. Yeah. Let's see. Where have
anything
I been?
Any big news?
I bought a car.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I figured, you know, at 25, I needed something to ground me. Like, to hold me down.
Yeah.
If it wasn't a house, it had to be a car. If it wasn't my private jet, it would have to be a car. So.
Or a yacht.
I settled, you know.
You did settle. You did settle. I'm very proud of you.
I haven't received my first payment, so I'm enjoying the moment.
I feel you. Yeah. Can I ask how much you pay?
What am I paying?
A month?
$350.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I bargain.
How?
What happened? So it was Black Friday. My dad... I worked 12 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't work that night. It felt really weird. Vibes were off.
Mm.
It was Black Friday. My dad was like, hey, I've been talking to this guy at the Honda dealership. Let's go talk to him in person. He said he has a good deal for me.
Okay.
I figured, whatever.
What's the harm in it? Yeah. Yeah.
And I've been looking at the Honda Fits. So I was like, you know, why not?
Mm-hmm.
So we went and he liked what he heard. They had good coffee. I had some hot chocolate. I liked what I heard. I liked their drinks. About 30 minutes later, I was test driving, and I was like, damn, I'm really in here.
Y'all
gonna let me drive this out the lot? Okay.
Bet.
I almost went home, but, you know. So I test drove it. Nice. I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a really comfortable drive. I love it. And the guy was like, so you like it? And I was like,
yep.
Yeah, grinding through my teeth. And he goes, well, it's all yours. How's your financial life doing, basically?
Mm-hmm.
So we bargained. I think I originally was going to be like $400,
mm-hmm.
closer to $500.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, no, like, we're going to leave. And I was like, no, like, $400 is like my max.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, no, like, not $400. So He was like, okay, I'll be back, see what I can do. He was like, if not 400, then what's the next best thing? And I was like, 350. Because I honestly, like, cheap, you know, I didn't want to be that cheap.
Yeah.
And so he goes, okay, let me know, I'll come back. So he left, me and my dad were just sitting there, I got more coffee. It was, at this point, it's like 10. They close at 9.
Oh, fuck.
We're those people.
Yes.
So he comes back and he was like, well, great news, I haggled it down. It's like 350 something.
That's but so fucking amazing. You're like, so lucky. I paid $420.20 on my car. Hey. No, I hate it.
Smoke weed every day.
Fuck, it sucks. But I'm really glad for you. I know you've been wanting a car.
It was much needed. Yeah. I was tired of Lyft.
Lyft.
And telling every Lyft driver what I do, how I'm doing, where am I going, why am I going there.
Or asking them how long they've been a Lyft driver.
Yeah. So, has it been busy for you?
I hate small talk. Yeah. Small
talk is the worst. Have you been lifting long?
Oh my! You did not just say that.
You know, and then I bless the ones that don't talk to you, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I will say I did recently.
I tip them better.
Do you tip them better?
I tip them way better.
Yeah. So, I just had a Lyft driver that was from the Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
He was so fucking sweet, so nice. And, like, we talked from Torchy's all the way to where I was getting dropped off at. Yeah. And, like, I gave him a $6 tip.
Oh, shit.
I will usually tip them, like, $2.
Mm-hmm. But he deserved a $6.
Yes, he was so sweet. And he was telling me about his son and, like, his baby mama that he's not with anymore. But, like, they're still, like, civil. And was telling me about how he loves Texas and that he's glad he moved here. He was so cool. So shout out to him. I don't remember his name, but shout out to him. Shout out
to Bronx guy.
Bronx Lyft driver in San Antonio, there you Texas.
Go. Shout out.
Gang gang.
It's funny cuz don't get me wrong, I love them. I've had a few that were really nice. And then I remember when we had went to LA.
Mm-hmm.
One of the Lyft we're going to a Wingstop in LA and then we're going to go to the show after.
Mhm.
Well, to the Wingstop, he's like just talking to us about like his family, and you know, obviously it's in LA, we don't know where we're going, we're from Texas,
yeah,
we're from here. He stops like mid-conversation, what he's telling us, he's like, do y'all know like where I'm supposed to go? And me and Melody just looked at each other like, you're the one with the GPS,
yeah, what the fuck.
And I mean, we eventually got there, but yeah, he was like, do you know like how to get there from here? They're like, we're not from here. And he was like, oh, like, we kept having to remind him, like, we're not from here. We don't know where we're going either.
Oh, my God.
So we could have probably been kidnapped, but, you know.
Oh, my God. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
We got there. We ate our Wingstop.
I'm glad you got your Wingstop and you saw, what was it, a ghost inside?
Yeah.
Fucking a ghost inside. Fucking embarrassing.
No, they're pretty cool. I like them. They're one of those, like, my middle school dream bands, you know? They're, like, the top that I've listened through, like all their albums. I think I was just going through it, you know.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It was a good time.
I love going through it.
Yeah, you get into better music, I think, when you go through it, honestly.
I think so. I mean, there was a time when I was going through it, and then that's how I found The Weeknd.
There you go. Yeah, I feel like how it really is, because, and then I don't know if you've ever been through a phase where you'll listen to a sad song that used to make you sad, but it just doesn't affect you anymore.
That's the high school best music, feeling. High school musical, but like
I was like, yeah, relatable.
But like music I listened to in high school, like that song reminds me of like an old friend. Yeah, or like,
and it's like, damn, but I'm doing better.
Yes, you I'm know. Living life. I haven't killed myself.
Oh my What's god, up? Still grinding.
I'm still out here grinding for that money.
What song was it? It was Turnover from...
I don't understand Turnover.
You know what?
I don't get the hype.
I'm gonna leave now.
Packs up things.
It was one of those...
Lift up. Can you come get me?
I'm like, I know where I'm going this time. It was their album, Peripheral Vision. Okay, well...
anyways, I would not know.
So that album came out at a very precise moment in my life. And I was like, it hurts. But I listened back to that album, I'm like, I feel nothing.
That's good.
That's good, yeah.
That's like me with, like, Sleeping with Sirens.
Yeah, I don't want your opinion on music anymore.
That was High School and Helica. High School and Helica was a loser. She's done grown up.
Just high school?
She listens.
I was kidding.
Bitch! That that hurt my feelings.
You know, I really didn't get into Sleeping with Sirens.
I liked all that shit. Yeah. And then I got back into, like, stupid, like, more pop punk. Mm. And then, like, of course, you know, like, One Direction and, like, yeah. them. And then I was finally introduced.
One Direction.
I know. My eyes rolled to the back of my head.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
Miss, are you okay?
I'm like, anyways.
And then I finally got introduced to, like, hardcore and punk. Mm-hmm. And then a bitch was never the same.
Growth, honestly.
Growth. That's what we call growth around here.
God damn it. I don't know what I was in middle school. I, like, fluctuated.
I liked a little bit of everything.
Yeah. What did I love? I think I grew up, of course, on the dad rock shit. Tried to venture out of that. Mm-hmm. I think I went to metal.
Did you ever like dubstep? Honestly?
I would lie if I say no.
Okay. I was going to say, yeah, me too. Yeah.
I was like, this is weird. I don't know if I should like it. Yeah. Beep, beep, boop, bop.
Ooh. I don't get how they like headbang to that. I mean, I can understand, because, like, they're feeling it. Like, I mean, that's how people, like, when people are listening to our music and they're like, what the fuck?
That's true.
My mom's like, how do you dance to this? I was like, you just vibe, mom. Straight vibing.
Yeah. It's like,
you feel it.
Bop the head.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey. But, like, the way that they go, those beep boop boppers, it's scary. But no shame in their game.
No shame.
I have you beep boop bop all the hell you want. I support you.
Oh my god.
I have cousins who listen to that and like friends from high school.
Still?
That listen to beep boop.
Still?
Yeah.
Well, it's 2019.
I mean,
I didn't know it was still around.
We're still listening to Deftones.
It's like EDM. Man, you're right. I need to get a white pony decal.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say tattoo. I was like, oh, I'm with you.
Nope.
Let's go.
You already got it. Lord, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, like EDM. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I do want to make a comment about what I said the last episode, which was a very long ago. So do you remember when what I was talking about? Really, Maddie?
Skinwalkers.
Yes, skinwalkers. I was like, did you forget?
Ding, ding, ding.
So remember how I said Four Corners included Nevada? It's like New Mexico, we said Nevada.
Yeah, we're dumbasses.
Yeah, so it's actually not Nevada.
Oh.
It's New Mexico, Colorado, Arizona, and Utah.
Mm, could have fooled me.
Yeah, I mean, all I knew it was
You got
Colorado,
like,
New Mexico.
One out of the four wrong, so.
Yeah,
you know, you said that like
me.
A B. Yeah.
Fuck yeah. I think we said Nevada was next to Arizona, like near New Mexico, but it was New Mexico, Arizona, then Nevada, because Nevada's close to California, because, you know, people will go from LA to Las Vegas. That's, you're just nodding your head. You're just like, fuck, can you just stop talking?
No, I'm listening.
And that, do you have anything? Do you remember if you fucked up anything?
I probably did.
So that was a fucked up corner?
Let's see. That's one fucked up corner.
Yeah.
What did I talk about? No, it was all pretty much like
straightforward.
I don't think I fucked up. I probably did. I'll go back and review.
So anytime we fuck up in a previous episode, we'll revisit fucked up corner.
All right.
That's what it's called
the
now.
Shame
corner.
I don't know if I
like that.
I kind of like it. Put me in your shame corner.
No, that's exactly why I don't like it.
You know what? It's a good topic.
Is there anything else we need to talk about? Now it came back, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I was on something. Oops. I was on one.
I've been pretty just stagnant. Just going through the days, you know?
Yeah. I've just been trying to be honest, I've just been dealing with my depression. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Yeah.
And it sucks, but we're all friends
here. We've all been there. We've all had those Britney moments.
Yeah. Mine was a really bad Britney moment, too. Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you still have your hair.
Thank you. I'm glad I do, too. I did think about cutting my bangs. That's multiple right. times. Mm-hmm. So glad I didn't do that.
Honestly, yeah.
In all honesty, though, when it comes to depression, mm-hmm. like, if you know your friends, are they coming for us? I wonder if you can hear it.
They hear depression, they're like, on it.
If you know you have friends who are suffering from depression, I feel like you should reach out to them. Mm-hmm. Remind them that they are loved. And let them know.
And fucking be there for them.
Yes. Mainly just be there for them.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say. Mm-hmm. Because it sucks.
You think with shit like that really sucks? Mm-hmm. So if you're going through it, don't be scared to reach out. Even if it's to us.
Or oh, fuck yeah.
to anybody.
Anybody.
Yeah, but just know, like, we're here.
And if you have a friend who isn't there for you, when you try to reach out to them, maybe they're not a good friend.
Yeah. Should probably rethink that friend.
Exactly. Friends are there for you when you need them. Are you ready?
Yeah. Do okay. you want to go first?
Oh, what are we discussing today, Maddie?
Oh, yeah. Let's see. What are we discussing? We're discussing holiday massacres.
I wouldn't say massacres.
Well,
just killing slayings.
Massacres. The holiday that went to shits. If you think your holiday's bad.
Oh, you have another thing yeah. coming.
Choo choo.
The.
I can't even got think. Another thing coming.
So for me today, I'm going to be discussing Richard Gene Simmons. Do you know who he is? And it's not, no, Kiss? No, not Kiss.
Damn
not
it.
Gene Simmons
That's
from
only
Kiss.
Gene Simmons I know.
So basically, over the course of 2 weeks, Richard killed 16 people in Arkansas in 1987.
Oh, shit. The fuck, Richard?
Yeah. So he was born July 15th, 1940 in Chicago to Loretta and William Simmons. In 1943, his father died of a stroke, and within a year, his mother remarried William D. Gridden, a civil engineer for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. In 1946, they moved Griffin to Little Rock, which was the first of several moves that the family took across central Arkansas. Mm-hmm. At the age of 17, he actually dropped out of school and joined the Navy and was eventually stationed at Naval Station... Bremerton. Mm-hmm. I hate that I never look up how to pronounce things, so excuse me, sorry.
I might be.
In Washington, where he met his wife, Bersabe Rebecca Becky Ulibarri.
You call her Becky.
Yeah, Becky. I'll be calling her Becky if I mention her ever again, because I don't remember. God damn it. He would go on to marry her on July 9th, 1960 in Gangang, New Mexico. They would then have 7 kids over the next couple of years. In 1963, Richard left the Navy and 2 years later joined the Air Force. So he left one military group to another. Mm-hmm. During his 20-year military career, he was rewarded with several medals and even climbed the ranks. But we're not going to celebrate him in this podcast episode. Okay. So I'm not going to mention anything that he earned Word. Or was rewarded.
Yeah.
On April 3rd, 1981, Richard began to be investigated by Cloudcroft, New Mexico Department of Human Services for allegations that he fathered a child with his 17-year-old daughter. Yeah.
What?
Shelly. Her name was Shelly. Who he had been sexually abusing over years. So... being terrified of being arrested, mm-hmm. he packed the family up and fled New Mexico, moving to Ward, Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Arkansas. And I remember when I was taking the notes, I kept saying Arkansas as I was typing it. Yeah. And Arkansas. I had to ask name. Be like, why does this look familiar? I was like, why do I keep saying Arkansas? He was like, don't you mean Arkansas? And I was like, oh, that's what it is.
That makes more sense. Oh my god.
Oh my god. Arkansas.
Arkansas actually adds like some flavor to that.
Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's not Arkansas, it's Arkansas. Okay. I like Arkansas better. Yeah, whatever.
Whatever, we didn't name it.
Back to the story.
Anyways.
I'm going to go back.
Back to Arkansas.
So he moved the family to Ward, Arkansas, and then Dover in the middle of the same year. He worked at a string of low-paying jobs in nearby Russellville. He even quit a position as an accounts receivable clerk at a motor freight after numerous reports of inappropriate sexual advances. So I'm going to go ahead and jump into the murder spree. All right, so we're going to start in Dover, Arkansas. Just a few days before Christmas in...
I'm sorry, I can't look at you the way you say Arkansas.
Why?
I just want to say Arkansas.
Arkansas. Arkansas. I am going to mention a lot of death. Like, a lot. That's why I put murder spree.
Okay.
Keep in mind, a lot of children do die. So, please bear with me.
Mm-hmm. Baron.
So we're going to start in Dover. Just a few days before Christmas 1987, on July 22nd, he killed his wife, Becky, and eldest son, Gene, by shooting them with a .22 caliber pistol, and then killed his 3-year-old granddaughter, Barbara, by strangulation. He dumped the bodies in a cesspool. He then waited for his other children to return home. Once they did, he told them he had presents for them and wanted to give them to them one at a time. He then strangled his 17-year-old daughter, Loretta, and held her head underwater in a barrel.
Is there a return policy on the present?
His other three children, Eddie, Maureen, and Becky, were killed in the same way. Around midday, December 26th, the remainder of his family arrived for their Christmas visit. He first killed his son, Billy, his wife, Renata, by shooting them dead, and then he strangled and drowned their 20-month-old son, Trey. He shot his oldest daughter, Sheila, and her husband, Dennis McNulty, and strangled their two children, 7-year-old Sylvia and 21-month-old Michael.
Oh, no.
He then laid their bodies in rows in the lounge, covered their bodies with coats, except for Sheila, who he had covered with Rebecca's best tablecloth.
Mm-hmm.
The bodies of his two grandsons were wrapped in plastic sheet and left in abandoned cars at the end of the lane. After murdering his whole family, Richard went out for a drink, returned home, and completely oblivious to the corpses he had laying in his living room, spent the rest of the evening and following day drinking and watching TV. I'm going to go ahead and go into Russellville. So remember, he worked in Russellville.
Yes.
On December 28th, Richard drove into Russellville, walked into a law office, and killed the receptionist, Kathy Kendrick.
Oh.
Richard then went to an oil company office where he shot dead J.D. Chaffin and wounded the owner, Rusty Taylor. He drove to a convenience store he had previously worked at. He shot and wounded two more people. Afterwards, he went to the office of Woodline Motor Freight Company, where he had also worked, and shot Joyce Butts, the office manager. He then sat in the office chatting with one of the secretaries while he waited for the police. It is said he told the secretary, "I've gotten everybody who wanted to hurt me."
Oh my God.
Once the police arrived, Richard handed over the gun and surrendered without resistance. So Richard was then convicted and charged with 16 counts of murder, found guilty, and sentenced to death. He was first tried for the Russellville crimes, and the jury convicted him of capital murder and sentenced him to death. He even made a statement under oath supporting his sentence. And this is what he said. Mm-hmm. Quote, "I, Richard Gene Simmons Sr., wanted to be known that it is my wish and my desire that absolutely no action by anybody be taken to appeal or in any way change the sentence. It is further respectfully requested that the sentence be carried out expeditiously. Oh. See, I can't say it. As soon as possible.
Yeah.
So basically, ASAP. Yeah. So basically what he's saying is that he knows he fucked up. He mm-hmm. knows what he did, and he...
Just get it over with.
Basically.
Did it say why? A motive or anything? Did he just lose it? I was just wondering, like, was he just, like, is he angry? baby Angie.
I don't see anything regarding why he did it or anything mm-hmm. like that. So basically, while on death row, Simmons had to be separated from other prisoners as his life was threatened constantly. This was because he refused to appeal his death sentence. The other prisoners believed Simmons was damaging their chances of beating their own death sentences. So on May 31st, Arkansas's governor, mm-hmm. in parentheses, later president, Bill Clinton, signed Simmons's execution warrant, and on June 25th, 1990, he died by the method he had chosen, lethal injection. None of his relatives claimed the body, and he was buried in a plotter's field. And that is Richard Gene Simmons.
Nothing to do with KISS, right? Oh, KISS. Making sure. That was intense. That yeah. took me.
He that killed literally that his whole yeah. fucking family. Like everybody.
And, like, for what?
Yeah, I don't know.
For what?
They didn't say why. I feel like he just snapped.
Yeah.
I mean, something. And the way he told the secretary, I've basically killed everyone who wanted to
something
hurt me.
Something had to be going on, you know? I don't know.
And from what I read, I looked at a couple of different sites. Mm-hmm. None of them said None why. Of- None of them. Okay. I wish I would know.
Yeah.
I wish. I'm sure there's something out there, like, if we looked it up. I'm sure I can find it. Have to go
deep in the web.
Yeah. Not the dark web.
Not the, oh,
but.
Why are you going there? Okay. So, I'm going to talk about the Thanksgiving Day Killer.
Dun, dun, dun.
Let's see. About Paul Michael Marriage. I just had to rehear his last name and I already almost forgot.
I could tell. I could see it in your eyes. You're like,
Paul Marriage. Okay, so a trial date has been set for the South Florida man charged with killing four family members on Thanksgiving Day back in 2009.
Oh, wow.
That's so that was so, pretty recent.
Yeah.
Well, ten years ago. Damn, decade ago. Almost. Fuck.
Beginning of the year.
Basically.
Damn.
Paul Marriage.
I said beginning of the year. Beginning of the decade.
We're dumbasses.
You were like, basically.
I was like, yeah. Paul Marriage will go on trial August 8th, 2011 for the murders of his two sisters and six-year-old cousin. He's accused of gunning down relatives inside his cousin's home as Thanksgiving dinner was winding down in 2009. Those who didn't survive the massacre included his sister, twins Lisa Knight and Carla Marriage, their aunt Raymond Joseph, mm-hmm. Who was age 76, and their cousin's daughter Michaela Sitton, who was age 6. It said that Lisa Knight was also pregnant. Her husband, Patrick, was also shot in the stomach and spent 3 months in a medically induced coma. He wasn't expected to survive, but good news, he's expected to be the star witness.
Fuck
at,
yeah.
The trial. So after the shooting, Marriage vanished. He fled to Florida Keys, where he reportedly planned to commit suicide. After a five-week manhunt, Marriage was finally taken into custody January 2nd, 2010, on Key when the Paff family, who owned this resort called Edgewater Resort, they saw his face on a local news and recognized him as one of the customers. Mm-hmm. And we're going to just dive back in as to who was Marriage.
Okay.
Who was he? What happened? What occurred?
What happened for him to do this?
Yes. He was... There was a few interviews I read that a lot of people from his high school, like, they saw the news and they're like, oh, I remember that guy.
Mm-hmm.
He was so positive and he was just... they remembered that he was being, quote-unquote, well-liked and driven. After the tragedy, a few who went and remember him from high school stated that they would have... that he would have done great things. A few mentioned that they thought he would have ran his own business by now. Become a doctor.
Wow.
You know, he was one of those, they saw that he would have things pretty good going for him.
He had potential.
Yeah, he had really potential to make something of himself.
Mm-hmm.
But besides that, he actually, he became a troubled man,
mm-hmm.
suffering from insomnia, obesity, and a receding hairline, and OCD.
Me too. Receding hairline? Though. Why did you have to...
It's that's what it said. I'm like, girl, I've been there, done that.
You have a receding hairline?
I might as well. My big ass forehead. Repeatedly bathing and shaving. That's how bad his OCD was, is that he would bathe, shave, and struggling to make decisions. Same. And unable to hold a job.
Same.
He skipped his medicine, attempted suicide, and routinely threatened to kill one of his sisters. According to a complaint the sister filed, then withdrew in 2006. They mentioned that his sister had actually put a restraining order on him for a minute. It didn't, I couldn't find how long, but it was like a good while. And then I guess she eventually just like took it off. I don't know if you could do that.
Yeah.
So some of the courts, the record shows that weeks before the meal, Thanksgiving dinner, he had spent $2,000 on at least 4 guns and ammunition, and 2 Broward County gun shops. He even asked for a scope to be attached to a Boyle Action Remington 700 rifle. A Remington 700 rifle. I don't know what that is, but
Remingtons, I think, are expensive. That's the only reason why I know.
Well, you got monies. He said he wanted to use it for hunting. He has been asking his parents for days about the Thanksgiving event, but never committed to attending. And his parents never alerted their host, who was Jim and Muriel Sitton, that he might be coming. So they didn't know he was coming. Like, kind of his family didn't really talk to him at one point. There's an interview I saw with the, I think it was like his brother-in-law or his cousin. It was somebody. And they had said that, like, nobody invited him. And that the only reason he got invited was because he, like, bugged them. Like, oh, what are we doing for Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
What's the addy? What's the move? Yeah. And that when he called that evening to announce he was on his way, his mother couldn't resist the sentence. You know, she was like, you know, tell him nothing's wrong with that. Inviting him.
Oh, that's so scary.
And they made, like, because he was just going on a downhill spiral. His mother actually had said something that, I hope he doesn't come and kill us all tonight. And this was Carol Marriage recalled telling her daughter, Lisa Knight, according to a police report.
No.
Yeah. In October 2011, Marriage pled guilty after making a deal that would spare him the death penalty. He received 7 life terms instead. As you might expect, the case caused a huge rift in the family, both emotionally and legally. Brother-in-law Patrick Knight, who lost his wife and was himself gravely wounded in the shopping, he was eager to move on from the tragedy instead of enduring years of appeals. But Michaela's grieving father, who was Jim Sitton, begged the judge not to accept the deal, even falling to his knees in the courtroom. The Sittons also filed a lawsuit against Marriage's parents. Allegedly, they invited him to the gathering without warning the host that their son might be dangerous. And it says the lawsuit was eventually dismissed in 2012 after it was determined that Marriage had no legal right or ability to control the actions of their son. But what wasn't, Patrick Knight also sued his former in-laws for failing to prevent the killings, including the death of their daughter, his wife, Lisa. The marriages filed a countersuit against the sentence. God, this is just back and forth. So they're pretty much just blaming each other.
Yeah, like, it's your fault he came because you invited him. Well, it's your fault.
Like, y'all didn't help his mental health. Y'all weren't there for him, basically. So to the extent Paul had problems, the entire family had new. The marriage's attorney, who was named Alan Rawson, this is a quote from him that he had said. He said, if the Sittons were concerned he was going to be a problem that day, then they should have stopped them. It was their house. They should have protected their family as well as the marriage's family, if they were so concerned. In the lawsuit, the marriages also claim Jim Sitton has defamed them with unfair and untrue statements about the couple by saying they invited Paul to the dinner without notifying other members of the family and knowing his reputation for violence. Also named in the lawsuit is Dr. Anton Joseph, whose wife was murdered by Marriage. Joseph is Muriel Sitton's father. His sister is Carol Marriage. Joseph had apparently treated Paul and therefore was well aware of his mental instability. As for the rest of the family, his parents contended. And there was only one tiny bright spot in all of this, is that the Sittons announced that Muriel's pregnant with their second child.
No.
And then, let's see.
And she died.
She died.
With a baby. That's so sad.
It was just mentioned he had rage and jealousy when he saw the family in the light. There's something about, like, he was jealous of his sisters, I guess because of how successful they were, and he was kind of, like, dealing with it with that hairline. that's pretty much it. Just, like, he was just jealous. But it's the same thing.
So, I basically, he killed them because of his jealousy, and yeah. He had been telling his sister he was going to kill her.
Yeah, but they're, you know, brushed
yeah. off. Yeah. He's crazy. Yeah, that kind of thing, probably.
My older brother.
Yeah. That fucking sucks, though.
Yeah. And that is my story on the Thanksgiving Day Massacre.
Killer.
Yes, killer. Sorry. Poor marriage.
Wow. Nassel. That fucking...
So if you know someone going through it...
Yeah, back to what we said. Reach out to them.
What is that? You see something, say something.
Mm-hmm.
Be there for them. Even if you can't do
help
anything...
Help them find help.
Yes.
Because I've had someone do that where they knew I was going through it and they reached out to me and they were like, hey, telling you this because I love you.
Yeah. Like, you need to see a therapist again. Here's a phone number to call. Here's someone who can help you, maybe.
Exactly. Just,
yeah. So if you know a family member going through it.
If you know a friend going yeah. through it. If you know a mutual. Anybody.
Yeah.
Reach out to them.
Mm-hmm. You never know. I've been doing this thing where I've been trying to reach out to people who I, like my mutuals,
mm-hmm.
who I don't talk to daily, but if I see they're kind of going through it, I'll mm-hmm. try to reach out to them and be like, you got it. And they'll yeah.
Be like, hey, how are you? Like, because I'm your friend.
You've been mutuals for like years, okay?
You're welcome.
I practically know you without knowing
basically.
You.
Basically.
Anyways, yeah. even if it's mutuals, distant family members you haven't talked to, like, it's okay to reach out.
Yeah.
Even and if it's you always, can't do anything. You
and
know?
It's always nice to receive a message like, hey, how are you? How's yeah. it going? It's been a long time. We haven't talked. Or yeah. like Maddie said, it's a mutual.
Hey, thought of you. Mm-hmm. You know, just little things. It's nice.
Exactly. You know what? I'm going to do gonna that right kinder. Now.
You know what? I'm not going to do that right now.
All right. That's that on lap, baby.
It feels good to be back.
Yes, it does. And yes.
Expect more of us. Expect to be annoyed.
Hopefully.
Yes.
And if we do annoy you, then fuck off.
It's that fuck it.
Yes.
And remember, yeah. Let's send in those Christmas carols of how you sound.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
That'd be sick.
Send us voice recordings. I fuck would with love it. That. Oh, please do that. Send us your I can't talk
your
right
best
yeah. Send us that or your best fucking Mariah Carey Christmas tune. Fuck, that would be
send it.
Dope.
That would be
can you please
sick.
Send us that?
Yeah,
I really would need that.
I would love that, honestly.
I would love that so much. You have
what's
no
your
idea.
Favorite Christmas carol?
Yeah, what is your leave it in the comments below. Mm-hmm. Don't forget to like and subscribe.
Become a Patreon.
Yes, become a Patreon. Can you explain to them what dollars. Patreon is?
A Patreon will, let's see.
Will
become, let's see, what they get.
What
love
do they
and
get?
Affection.
Yes.
They'll get a cool sticker.
Yes.
Put everywhere. You get maybe bundles. Who knows?
If you want multiple, let us know.
Yeah. You'll get on our close friends on Instagram to see what we've been up to.
Which we're going to get back into, I promise.
Yes, definitely. And then once you get merch, you'll be first priority. It's all you, baby.
Mm-hmm.
$2. How much are you asking? $2?
Yeah. $2
or more. $2 a month.
Yes,
or
$2
more.
Or more.
Whatever.
I think the most you can do a month is $5
if
you want.
So if you're feeling generous.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I would not say no to you sending us more.
$5 is good.
$5 is
cool.
$2 is cool.
Yeah.
Just listening
no
to us and
cool. yeah.
yeah, we fucking love you guys.
Yeah.
Keep in mind that when you do support us on Patreon, you are
supporting our equipment.
Our equipment because we do
get
need
better.
A new cable.
Mama needs a new laptop.
Whoa.
That's actually my to-do list that I'm saying out loud.
Okay.
That's
but
my
it's
Christmas
the universe.
Gift to myself. I'm putting it out there.
It also helps us get merch.
Yeah.
We're hopefully, fingers crossed,
we
gonna
do
be
have
doing
a few
shirts.
Logos in mind. Well, no logos, but merch and...
Look at her.
Ideas. Anyways, we have some shit in mind that we would love. We can't wait to share.
Yes, yes, yes. We've already shared with the Patreons that we have.
Mm-hmm. So get behind it.
Get behind it or fuck off. No, I'm just kidding. Don't. Please don't fuck off. What else? Like us on Facebook. Share follow us. Yes, share us.
Be ready for the next episode.
Yes, because hopefully we bring it just as hard as we brought it today. Even though my story was really fucking fast.
You said Fast and the Furious?
Fat and the Furious?
What?
Did you just call me fat? I said
Fat and the Furious. I'm not calling you fat. I'm calling the movie fat.
Fat and the Furries?
Fat and the that's me. I'm a furry.
Proud to be a furry. Oh, anyways, back to what we're saying. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter. FHTC Podcast.
Share your stories.
Send us, email us your stories from how they came. podcast@gmail.com. We have a website. Check that out. It is in the link. Yeah, it's in the link on our all social medias.
Making moves, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Please send us your stories. We definitely want to do another listener story, Perga stories. So if you don't send them to us, how are we going to do it? What else? What else? What else? Maddie, do you have anything?
I think that's it.
Is that it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, on that note, sleep tight, freaks.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.